Hi there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. Barah Ministries has a worldwide reach and an intimate impact on lives through the gracious provision of our God, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And one of his many blessings is the internet, and through it, anyone with access can be reached by his word. So I have a question for you. What do you know about God? What do you know about God? These 10-minute lessons introduce you to God and make you aware of some of his attributes. And to help you remember the Lord's attributes, we'll use the Creator clock so that you'll recognize a few of the many things that are unique and special about your Creator. TikTok, what time is it on the Creator clock? It's the part of the clock that is timeless, the center of the clock. And the center of the Creator clock, just like the center of our Creator, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, there is love. Today's lesson, God is love. So what? We've learned quite a bit about God by taking our tour of the Creator clock. We know that at the center of the Creator clock, God is love. He loves every one of us unconditionally. What part of un don't you understand? No conditions. At 1 o'clock on the Creator clock, we know there is one and only one God. At 2 o'clock on the Creator clock, we know that God is veracious, which means he always tells the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. At 3 o'clock on the Creator clock, we know that the one and only God expresses himself in three separate and distinct persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. At 4 o'clock on the Creator clock, we know that God is justice. He is always completely fair in all of his dealings with his creatures. At 5 o'clock on the Creator clock, we know that God is righteous. He is free from sin, and he is incorruptible. At 6 o'clock on the Creator clock, we know that God is omniscient. He knows all that is knowable. At 7 o'clock on the Creator clock, we know that God is willing. He has ultimate volition, and nothing happens in this universe without his permission. At 8 o'clock on the Creator clock, we know that God is immutable. He is faithful. He never changes, so he is someone that you can count on. At 9 o'clock on the Creator clock, we know that God is omnipresent. He can be everywhere at the same time. He is not bound by space or by time. At 10 o'clock on the Creator clock, we know that God is sovereign. He has ultimate authority over everything and over everyone in the universe. God has rank. At 11 o'clock on the Creator clock, we know that God is omnipotent. He has all the power, and no one is stronger than he. At 12 o'clock on the Creator clock, we know that God is eternal life. He has no beginning, he has no ending, and he is the resurrection and the life. So what are we supposed to think after we learn all these things about God? Well, you know what I think? I think, so what? For example, God is love. So what? Well, as we reflect on our lives, there's one thing we know for sure. We fail. We don't even live up to our own standards. So it's doubly hard to live up to God's standards. And we read excerpts from the Bible, like 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, which says, "My little children, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin." So that we may not sin? When we reflect, we know for sure that we sin. And the conclusion we come to, God is disappointed in us. We think that God is like human beings who, when we make mistakes, stop accepting us. We're afraid that God will reject us for our mistakes. We're afraid that God doesn't forgive us when we sin. And in fact, we think about our past and we think God remembers all of the things that have happened in our past. So when we hear God is love, unconditional love, it should tell us that we underestimate God. God is not at all like human beings. God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his ways are higher than our ways. So if you really want to know the so what of God is love, you have to see yourself as God sees you. You have to look at yourself through God's eyes. You've got to crawl up behind his head and take a look out through his eyes and see what he sees when he looks at you. Well, here's a song that may help change your perspective about yourself. especially when you make mistakes that you think God can't forgive you for. The song is "I Am Beautiful," sung by our song worship leader, June Murphy.
God thinks I am beautiful, 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 beautiful.
God thinks you are beautiful. God thinks I am beautiful. God's amazing. You're not a disappointment to God. You can't disappoint him. You've never disappointed him. In fact, the so what of God's love is that God has an endless ability to overlook even your worst mistakes. He sees you as beautiful. And now it's time to see yourselves that way. John Lennon got it right. All you need is love. Think of all the songs that talk about love. Love will keep us together. Love is a many splendored thing. My endless love. We clamor for love. Well, we have it. We have a love that doesn't ever hurt. Unconditional love from a God who loves us unconditionally. Tick-tock. What time is it on the Creator clock? It's time for love. If you like these short lessons, visit our website at www.barahministries.com. That's www.barahministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. Keep on getting to know God. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.